David Mepham of Human Rights Watch says the child marriage report is based on more than 80 interviews with girls and women.
There's a case of a girl who was 15 at the time that she was married off in 2003. She was in school at the time, and her family wanted her to be married to a man who was 75 years of age. She understandably resisted that, didn't want to go through with it, but she was repeatedly beaten by members of her extended family to sort of force her into that marriage. So a really awful example, but there are many others like it.
According to government statistics, just under half of girls aged between 15 and 19 in South Sudan are married. Some marry as early as 12. The Human Rights Watch report, released Thursday, says this has major implications for the education of girls and women and for the overall well-being of the country. It says many girls are leaving school early, some as young as 11, to marry. The report says government statistics from 2011 show just 39% of primary school students and 30% of secondary students are female. Early marriages also have a major impact on female health, says Mepham.
Many girls who are married young will become pregnant young. As we know from a whole host of statistics and pieces of research that have been done over the years, young girls, often before their bodies are fully formed, are particularly vulnerable to complications in pregnancy and childbirth, and actually maternal mortality rates amongst young girls are very, very high.
The report says few girls who try to escape an early marriage are provided legal protection in South Sudan. It suggests the government set a minimum age for marriage at 18. Mepham says officials must then make sure girls are protected.
What the South Sudanese authorities need to do is to put in place a basic legal structure that allows protection and some safeguards for girls that try to resist, often with great courage, being forced into marriages against their will.
Worldwide, an estimated 14 million girls are married before their 18th birthday every year. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, London.